Okay, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are gathered today as your family, called by your name, for whom our Lord Jesus was willing to be betrayed and given over to sinners and suffer death on the cross, who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Please look favorably on your family that you have effectually called and worked through in your kind providential care to form as a bride for your glory. It is right for us to praise you for the acts of grace and love by which you have redeemed your people. Help us this day to give you all the praise, honor, and glory that you deserve. Grant us repentance for the things we so easily entangle ourselves in, which cloud our views of your glory and your grace. Help us, Holy Spirit, to love Christ most as we celebrate our Lord Jesus' victory over sin and death. Visit us today. Help us to worship in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Well, what a beautiful day God's given us. There was a lot of fears, thoughts, and anxieties from people wondering how we're going to get out there. It's going to be freezing cold. The wind's going to be blowing. It's going to be a mess. The sun's going to be shining right directly in our eyes. You know, how's it going to happen?
Come on, son.
We need the heat. Well, I'm going to open this in prayer with our standard, or not so standard for today. This is the first of many, I pray, annual sunrise services for New Hope, a day I pray we all remember. It's new to us, and I praise God for not only allowing us to have it, protecting us to be here, and providing these facilities that He has provided. Praise your name. We'll do the offering as normal. We'll use this box because of fear we had of wind blowing around. So if you brought a tithe with you, just drop it in the box. And we'll go from there. Join in prayer. Holy Father, yes, we exalt you as we are reminded through your kindness in the last few days, weeks, how you've done more than just provided. You've given us an example of how you have overcome sin, how you have taken a broken world and used that brokenness to state your glory and your honor and the reality of who you are. Not only did you pay the price on the cross, Lord, and redeemed us, paid the redemption price, Lord, then you overcame the penalty of sin itself and raised to life, overcame death, and not only redeemed us, but purchased us as your children. And now we call Christ our brother. How amazing is that? How do you walk in the flesh of this world and keep that foremost in your mind? What a challenge that is. I'll end this prayer, Lord, for the way you taught your disciples how to pray. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, Father, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but Lord, deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
He is risen. Amen. I'll be reading this morning from Luke 23, 44 through 49. It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour. Because the sun was obscured, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had happened, he began praising God, saying, certainly this man was innocent. And all the crowds who came together for the spectacle, and when they observed what happened, began to return, beating their breasts. And all his acquaintances and the women who accompanied him from Galilee were standing at a distance, seeing these things.
I'll be reading about Christ's burial. Luke 23, 50 to 56. Now there was a man named Joseph from the Jewish town of Arimathea. He was a member of the council, a good and righteous man, who had not consented to their decision and action, and he was looking for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down, wrapped it in a linen shroud, and laid him in a tomb cut in stone, where no one had ever yet been laid. It was a day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning. The women who had come with him from Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how the body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and ointments. And on the Sabbath they rested according to the commandment. Amen.
Well, I think Sonny kind of surprised y'all a little bit. So now you've had a little warm-up. Church, Christ has risen. All right. Okay, I'm going to be reading the beginning of his risen, our risen Savior. Luke 24, verse 1. Now, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened as they were greatly perplexed about this that, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, the men said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified. And on the third day, rise again. And they remembered his words. Then they turned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanne, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with him, who told these things to the apostles. All their words seemed to them, to the apostles, like idle tales, and they did not believe them. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened. Amen.